Hachette Audio presents First Family, written by David Balducci and read by Ron McClarty. Birthday balloons and submachine guns, elegant forks digging into creamy goodies while toughened fingers coiled around curved metal trigger guards. Gleeful laughter as gifts were unwrapped floated into the air alongside the menacing thump-thump of an arriving chopper's downward prop wash. The facility was officially designated by the Defense Department as Naval Support Facility Thurmont, yet most Americans knew it as Camp David. The 130-acre property was rustic and had many outdoor pursuits, including tennis courts, hiking trails, and exactly one practice hole for presidential golfers. The birthday party was in the bowling center. A dozen kids were in attendance, along with appropriate chaperones. The chief chaperone and planner of the event was Jane Cox. It was a role she was accustomed to, because Jane Cox was married to Dan Cox, also known as Wolfman, which made her the First Lady of the United States. It was a role she handled with charm, dignity, and the necessary elements of both humor and cunning. For the record, she bowled a 97 without gutter bumpers while wearing patriotic red, white, and blue bowling shoes. She clamped her shoulder-length brown hair back into a ponytail and carried out the cake herself. She led the singing of Happy Birthday for her niece, Willa Dutton. Willa was small.